Freddie, following along on our program schedule, we do. You still send that out to everybody, don't you, Mike? Send out a program schedule to the audience.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Paul?
You do send out a program schedule to the entire audience, don't you?
I do not.
Oh, gee. Okay, I thought everybody had a everybody listening had a program schedule. Okay, it's like Ernie Harwell's seat map at Tigers games. When a foul ball went out, and he'd say, oh, a man from Medford caught that one.
Right.
And people would come up to me and say, how did he know? And I said, well, he has a massive Tiger Stadium seat chart. So that was in the same line of that kind of thinking. We have David Coulter with us, Oakland County executive extraordinaire, here to talk about having his hands full, but doing something about it. In fact, in record time, the Oakland County residents are one step closer to letting their faucets flow. There are some restrictions and things to know. And as the Oakland County executive, you've got your hands full once things are fixed. You really have to get to work on figuring out what happened and who's going to pay for it. David, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to talk to you as well, Paul. And yeah, it's been quite a week.
It's been a 4 days of water restriction since the main break. Now, the new pipe was installed faster than anyone thought that it could be. It's being tested. More work needs to be done. What do residents right now at 12:24 on this Wednesday, May 13th, need to know about dealing with their water?
Yeah, they need to know that the boil water advisory is still on. But the repair was made, and you, as you mentioned, quicker than we thought it could get done. The good folks at the Great Lakes Water Authority have been working on this around the clock, and not just since the main broke, but when it started leaking about 10 days ago. So they have been on this, and they're doing a fantastic job. And it does look like we're ahead of schedule. They originally said it could be 2 weeks, so the good news is we don't think it's going to be that far along, and we're hopeful that if this repair holds and nothing else ruptures, and you know in this world anything can happen, but if this holds, we've got 2 days of testing the water to make sure there's no bacteria and that sort of thing, and then possibly by this weekend we can lift the boil water advisory and it will be back to normal within a week.
Well, and I'm not kidding with Oakland County Executive David Coulter. Executive Coulter, I'm not kidding when I said, once everything's back to quote-unquote normal and people are drawing their water the way they should be able to, then your work really begins, because you're going to probably have to be involved in any kind of effort to have somebody make this right, unless you're telling me that the people who laid that pipe, which was supposed to last 100 years and it only lasts half that time, somebody's got to make up for this. There's got to be some accountability, but I'm not sure how that works.
Well, I'm just a common sense guy, and one of the first questions I asked when I heard that number was, hey, can we, is there a warranty on this? Can we sue the manufacturer of the pipe? Turns out they're out of business. Maybe they for making bad pipes, I don't know. But they're out of business. So there's no company to get reimbursed from. But the good news is, and for local community budget, the governor, as soon as I asked her to declare an emergency here, she did it later that same day, expedited it. And what that does then is get the official federal and state processes going to do reimbursements. They'll go through all the receipts and see what is coverable and what is not. So I am confident that with that action on her part, we will get the resources we need. And then the other thing, Paul, is I was just in our water warehouse this morning. We have distributed over 1 million bottles of water so far, and most of it donated by the incredible generosity of companies across the state of Michigan. So, silver lining in stuff like this is when people just come together to say, how can I help? And so people who sell water, They've been dropping it off at our warehouse all day for the last week.
Well, God bless them for that. I mean, that's wonderful news to hear. I'm not surprised, because I've watched water companies in the past who have stepped up when things have gone awry, and I appreciate that. And I most notably, our friends at Absopure in the past, all over the state. Meanwhile, you make good sense. And as I thought about this, I thought, well, wait a minute. if this pipe had lasted 50 years, what company has lasted 50 years? And since the pipe company didn't advertise on WJR, where we have plenty of companies that last 50 years because they advertise on WJR, I'm thinking they probably aren't around anymore. But I didn't think of it that way. Yeah. Maybe, as you said, they might have gone out of business for selling pipe that doesn't live up to what they said it would do.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not trying to be snarky about that.
No, but I don't know.
They're not here 50 years later, and that's going to be the biggest cost. And we're not going to get all that back from the state. And so, you know, the worst part is that down the line, down the main, ratepayers are eventually probably going to see another nickel or dime in their water bills to help. You know, this is why reinvesting in our infrastructure is so important. Not that this was an old piece of infrastructure, but, you know, people don't like their water bills, but a piece of that is money to help maintain the infrastructure. And that, you know, that's ultimately how the biggest part of this is going to get paid for, unfortunately.
Do we use different material? Or we're not going to, like, do the same thing and expect a different result, so that people 50 years from now, though I'll still be on the air, there are a lot of people that won't be around. So I'm just wondering...
See, you and I, we got common sense. We had a break in Novi and Farmington Hills a few months ago, which you may remember, and it was the same type of pipe, same manufacturer, same material. So I've asked the question to the folks at Glewa and others, I assume we're not buying that again. And they said, well, I haven't made a final determination, but yeah, we're going to reevaluate the material in the pipe.
God bless you. How's everything else going since I had a wonderful conversation? Kim and I had a wonderful conversation with you not too long ago. How's everything else in Oakland County?
We did. You know, it's going well, Paul. You know, spring is coming and the parks are opening. And this is the first year, by the way, since you asked, that all of our county parks, and we have over a dozen beautiful county parks, are now free for all residents all the time. And so I want to make sure people know that they don't need a permit anymore to go to the county parks. They can go there for free. We know how expensive everything is, and so that's one of our ways we're trying to make things a little less costly.
Well, that's wonderful news to end on. All parks free and open for all residents. That's great news. Oakland County Executive, the bearer of such great news, David Coulter, and good luck with the investigation on the pipe and everything else, and thanks for keeping us updated on when folks will be able to return to using their water without having to boil it, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be listening in for that throughout the day on WJR. Thank you, David.
Thank you, sir.
We continue in focus on WJR at 12:31.